holier, yea, holier still, July 26. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Our sanctification is God's object in all His dealing with us. He has chosen us from eternity that we might be holy. Christ gave Himself for our redemption, that through faith in His power to save from sin, we might be made complete in Him. As Christians, we have pledged ourselves to fulfill the responsibilities resting on us, and to show to the world that we have a close connection with God. Thus, through the good words and works of His disciples, Christ is to be represented and honored. God expects of us perfect obedience to His law. This law is the echo of His voice, saying to us, holier, yea, holier still. Desire after the fullness of the grace of Christ, yea, long, hunger and thirst, after righteousness. The promise is, ye shall be filled. Let your heart be filled with a longing for this righteousness. God has plainly stated that He expects us to be perfect, and because He expects this, He has made provision for us to be partakers of the divine nature. Only thus can we gain success in striving for eternal life. The power is given by Christ. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. God's people are to reflect to the world the bright rays of His glory. But in order for them to do this, they must stand where these rays can fall on them. They must cooperate with God. The heart must be cleansed of all that leads to wrong. The Word of God must be read and studied with an earnest desire to gain from it spiritual power. The bread of heaven must be eaten and assimilated, becoming part of the life. Thus we gain eternal life. Thus is answered the prayer of Christ, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Is it your will that your desires and inclinations shall be brought into harmony with the divine mind?